to make things right. That's how a superhero learns to fly.
Hey everyone, and a very warm welcome to episode 2 of Food for Thought. I just want to say thank you to all of you who went and listened to the very first episode last week, who ranked, subscribed, reviewed. An awesome thing happened this week. I received an email that said that Food for Thought, this podcast channel, has been ranked on Apple Podcasts. And I hear from some of the experts that that is not something that usually happens within the first week and just one episode that has gone out. So thank you so much to everyone who went and listened and supported and subscribed and reviewed. I really, really do appreciate that. And that's really what helps me to reach more people with this podcast, serve more people, help more people, and get the message out there. So as I said, a warm welcome to episode number 2. If you are new to Food for Thought, welcome to you. I'm Mickey Ruthman, life and business transformation coach, speaker, and author. And here on Food for Thought, we chat about the stuff that really just expands our mind, helps us to ask the right questions so we can start finding the answers. We really dive into some really cool topics every week, and I will be bringing some of my personal mentors and thought leaders in my life into the program as well to interview them, to give you more of their perspectives and their cool stuff they've got as well. But for today's episode, I want to chat about something that, you know, I myself run into this quite often, or I used to. Now I still run into it, but my consciousness makes me aware of it and I can change it a lot faster. But it's something that I myself used to fall for and run into quite often, and that I see some of my clients fall into this trap at times as well. And this really is, it seems like a seemingly very small thing, but it really is something that when you set a goal for yourself, whether it is in business or in life, in whatever goal it is, even in relationships that you are trying to reach, you are setting yourself up for failure before you even start if you are doing this one small little thing. And that is what we'll be chatting about on this podcast episode today. So do stay put. I hope you enjoy it. And I'd love to hear your feedback. As always, please go and subscribe. Please review. Please rate it, because this is how I get to achieve my vision with this podcast, which is to serve as many people as I possibly can. And I thank you for listening. I hope you enjoy this episode. So as I said in the introduction of this podcast episode, what I'm chatting about today is something that we all kind of see as perhaps something seemingly small, but its effects on anything new that we start, whether it is a business, you know, an idea we're launching, a new product, even a relationship, just about any goal that you set for yourself. By doing this one small little thing, you could literally be setting yourself up for failure before you even start. So I want to preface this episode by telling you a little bit about a previous client of mine. And this client was actually a pro golfer and was still in high school at that stage, but doing very well as a pro golfer and obviously wanting a future for himself as a pro golfer overseas who's really playing in the big leagues. And he was playing in a tournament not too long ago where he played day one, and according to him, day one went really bad. And he found himself quite upset and a little bit depressed and so on about how day one went, and ended up taking a call, a coaching call with me before the next day of the tournament. And during our call, what we discovered and delved deeper into was the actual cause of what had happened during that day. And what was happening is, you know, because he has these big dreams, you know, firstly, because he's still at school, his marks have to be up there. It's got to be top notch all the time. He has to perform as a pro golfer at school to be able to go to the university that he would like to go to on scholarship to reach his bigger goal, which is to become a pro international golfer. So what was happening to him during this tournament is, instead of playing hole by hole, now I'm not too sure, but as far as I know, a golfing game. It's about 18 holes, if I remember correctly. But with every hole that he was playing, he was not just playing that hole. He was not even just playing to win or do well in that particular tournament. He was literally, every shot that he took, behind every shot was the pressure of my entire future. My entire life is dependent on this. Now, I pointed out to him that that is a heck of a lot of pressure to put behind one little shot, especially if you still have 17 or 16 or however many holes to go on that course. And, you know, I said to him that if he had to become present, all right, in that moment, just for that hole, focus just on his goal and what he has to do for that particular hole that he's playing, not worry about how he played on the previous shot and not putting that tremendous pressure on himself, already worrying about the next 16 or 15 or whatever it is, shots that he's got to take or holes that he's got to play. And on top of it, putting all of that pressure on himself of my entire life, my entire future is dependent on the shots, he would actually play a heck of a lot better. So what I talked him through on the call was just how to kind of get present in the moment so that he could just focus on that one hole that he is playing. And besides that, he ended up playing very well the next day and that it really improved his game overall and in general. It was really a matter of, if you look at it in perspective, if you have 18 holes to play on a golf course and, you know, you're starting with hole one, but you're already focusing on my entire life, my entire future, everything is dependent on what I do on this one hole, you are not just putting a lot of pressure on yourself, but if you do not play 100% well on that one hole, you're already thinking that your entire future and everything you're trying to build is in jeopardy or in danger. So you're putting more pressure on the next shots again now, because now you're taking the previous shot with you, how you played there, plus the worry and the stress and the strain and the pressure about this is my entire life I'm playing for, into the next hole. And so it just accumulates. So you actually end up playing worse and worse and worse with each hole because you are putting a tremendous amount of pressure on that. Okay. So if you want to think about it logically, if, you know, if you watch your washing machine, if you just put a little bit of washing into the machine at a time, or what they recommend the amount that you can put in there, it actually performs at its peak, right? But if you overload that thing, in other words, you put too much pressure on it, it might still work, it might still wash your washing, but it isn't performing at its peak. And it's exactly the same with us as people. When we put so much pressure on ourselves and on the thing we're busy with right now in the present, then we are not performing at our peak and we end up setting ourselves up for failure. So here's the thing, is the actions that you take in the present moment is only 20% of what those actions will now render for you in the future. The other 80% is what you are busy thinking and believing while taking those actions in the present, all right? That is really creating the results that you will have from those actions in the future. So it really becomes important for us to focus not just on being present, but also on what we are busy thinking about and what we're believing in the present moment while we are busy taking action or doing something in the present. So how this sometimes works, what I see often with business owners as well, is if they're starting a new business or launching a new product, perhaps they've just taken the leap to, you know, actually build their own income and not work for a boss anymore. And fear starts creeping in the moment that they now launch that product, put it out to the public, and are starting to, you know, find clients who will purchase their product or their services or work with them. And what happens in that instance is it's because they are putting that entire pressure, the whole pressure of my entire life is dependent on whether I can sell this thing now or whether I can get clients, is dependent on this one ad that I'm launching for it, this one call I'm making, this one person I'm going to see. And when you understand energy, when we have that energy of desperation and fear behind launching that product or going to see that prospective client or making that call, that energy is something that we're not just taking in with it, the other person and prospective clients and people can actually feel that energy, which means you're actually sabotaging that launch or that product because you're sending it out with an energy of desperation, fear, worry, and all of that pressure of my entire life, my entire future, my family's entire future, their food, our survival, whatever else you're telling yourself is all dependent on this one little campaign that I am launching right here, right now, or this one client that I'm seeing right here, right now. And that really is a tremendous amount of pressure, not just to put on yourself, but to put on a Facebook ad campaign or a client that you're going to see. And like I said, the energy that you're putting behind that, your thoughts that you are thinking in that moment as you're launching that thing, and your fears that you've got, your beliefs that you've got, is actually what's going to create the results that you then get from that action or that campaign or that meeting. So how are you then supposed to do it? Because obviously it makes sense that, especially if you're the main breadwinner of your family, if you've just stepped out and decided you're not going to be dependent on a boss and a monthly salary anymore, but you're going to chase your dreams and your passions and start your own business, it's logical that you are going to have some fear about, am I going to make this work? Will this be successful? Because, you know, my family is depending on me. That's the logical mind and how the logical mind thinks about it. But here's the thing is, although we do struggle with the logical mind, I'm not expecting you to suddenly jump over into the beliefs of, you know, I can create anything I want and I'm supported by God and the entire universe. I don't need to worry. I can just serve and the clients will come. That takes time. That is a process. That is a journey that you go on to change those beliefs, the beliefs that we have that, you know, I'm dependent on other people or my clients or external sources for income to look after me, to survive, all of that stuff. So that is a process to change those types of beliefs. So I'm not expecting you to change your beliefs overnight. But here's a practical thing that you can do when you are launching anything new, going into a new relationship, taking the actions to reach a particular goal that you have in mind. So if you have a bigger goal, like a future goal, I just want you to pull it back in and come back to the present moment. So let's use a new business that you're launching as an example, okay? And everything's created, your website's ready, the services are ready, everything you want to put out there is ready, and you are now creating a Facebook advert that you want to put out there to put your services in front of prospective clients. So here's what I want you to do. Instead of looking at that ad and, you know, firstly, perhaps thinking about the past, what's happened in the past failures you've had, your previous beliefs about whether you can or can't do this, whether it's possible for you, other people's words, all of that stuff. Or instead of projecting your entire future being dependent on this ad campaign being successful, here's what I want you to do, is to view that ad in the present moment as my goal today. Your short-term goal is to get this ad out there, okay? So all you're focusing on in the present moment and for today is to get the ad out, nothing else. So what happens now is you get to focus on the goal at hand for the day, all right? What I want you to do is to then celebrate reaching that goal. So once you've placed that ad, you've reached your goal for the day, you celebrate it and you honor yourself. Tomorrow you go back into that ad and you're going to perhaps go look at some of its performance, how it performed. You're going to tweak some things, all right? So set another goal for yourself for that day. In other words, I'm either going to tweak something on the ad. I'm going to look for other avenues to advertise this as well, because that's a good thing to do overall, by the way. Never just depend on one stream of marketing or advertising. Or I'm going to, you know, go do a course. My goal for today is to go read up on how I can actually make this ad perform better or optimize it even better. So all you're doing is you are setting smaller goals for yourself for each day, just for that day. Because here's the thing, you have another day tomorrow. Every day is a new opportunity to do things better, to learn more, to grow, and actually not put all of that pressure on yourself. So you're just going to set shorter term goals for yourself. I always say set a goal for yourself just for that day. So it's smaller chunks that are smaller steps you're taking on a daily basis to get to your bigger goal. But your focus while taking those smaller steps for each day is not on the bigger goal. It is on that day's goals. So it takes a whole lot of the pressure off, firstly. Secondly, it helps you to realize that, you know, tomorrow is another day. Tomorrow is another opportunity. And as long as I am taking one step at a time forward, there's nothing to fear. There's always a new opportunity, a new day, a new way of doing things. I can tweak it. I can change it. I can learn from it. I can up-level my skills to make it even better. But focus just on the goal at hand for each day, because it really does cause you failure in the long run if your entire energy, your beliefs, the pressure you are putting behind that thing when you are putting it out there is not just to get it out there for today and celebrate that, all right? It is to, you know, my whole life is dependent on this. My entire future is dependent on this ad working and on people buying this product. That's a heck of a lot of pressure to put on yourself for anything. And this works for relationships as well, guys, is, you know, when you're meeting someone new, if you're not just taking one day at a time and enjoying it, and if you happen to screw up today, you see tomorrow as an opportunity, you know, you learned from yesterday, yesterday's gone, just focus on today, enjoy today, learn from it, today's another opportunity to do things better, to learn, to grow, then you're not putting all of that pressure straight off the bat of, this better work out because this is my entire future, it's my kids, it's my husband, my whatever goes through your mind, is just focus on each day, one day at a time, and literally see tomorrow as a new day, a brand new opportunity to learn from yesterday, do things differently, and now actually try again today, all right, to do better, to grow it, to do something more, but don't put all of that pressure on yourself. Don't put your entire goal, in other words, your bigger goal as the pressure behind every small little step you're taking, because you're putting that energy out there. And energy is something that everyone can feel. Even if you're putting a Facebook ad out, the energy behind that ad, if that is fear and desperation in some way, shape or form, your prospective clients who read that ad can feel that. And that's not the energy you want to put out there. And then the one last thing that I want to say to you is the reason why I say celebrate your goal. If your goal for today was just to learn how to optimize your ad better and you reached that goal, celebrate that, all right? And honor yourself. Say to yourself, well done, I reached my goal for today. That's awesome, right? Tomorrow's another day. Close the book on today, right? Learn from it, close the book, try again tomorrow, do better, do more. But just focus on the goal at hand and celebrate that, honor yourself for reaching that on a daily basis. And that is what's going to stop you from self-sabotaging and setting yourself up for failure before you even start. And it is more likely to get you to reaching your bigger end goal, the one that's in the future with this thing, if you focus on every single day, the goal for that day, learning from it and starting anew tomorrow just to do that day's goals or reach that day's goals. So I really hope this has given you something to think about and that it expanded your mind a bit. Go and look at where you are perhaps approaching something that you are busy with, something new that you want to do, a business, a launch, a product, even a relationship, or any of your bigger goals that you've set, where you've put this tremendous pressure behind it of, this is not just me achieving today's goal or taking one step towards it, but my entire bigger goal and my whole future and my whole life and everything that I want is dependent on this one step that I take today. So go measure it. Go look at where you've been doing that. And here's the beauty of this is, like I said, every day is a new day to choose again. And you get a brand new opportunity to do it better. So if you have been doing it that way up to now, you now get to make the choice as of today to do it differently and change that. All right, nothing's ever lost. We always have another opportunity to choose again. So I hope this has helped you guys and that you are now going to be able to reach your goals a heck of a lot easier. And thank you so much for joining me on today's episode of Food for Thought. And I just want to remind you once again, please do go and subscribe, not just so that you can see when new episodes are released, but please subscribe, go and review this podcast, and also just rate it. There's a lot of people who told me they don't know how to do that. If you are on Apple Podcasts, all you need to do is search for the channel, then click on the photograph of this channel, and right at the bottom of the page that will open, you will find reviews, you will find subscribe as well at the top, and you will also find ratings where you can rate this. And the only reason I ask you to do that is ratings, reviews, and subscribers is the only way that this podcast and this information can reach more people and that I can serve more people through this podcast channel, which is my vision with that as well. So I hope you enjoyed this, guys. I've put some links in the show notes for you as well. If you want to reach me, get in touch with me on social media, drop me a message. I'd love to hear from you. I'd love to hear what aha moments you had during this episode and how you are now going to start implementing this to reach your bigger goals. Have a fantastic week, guys, and we'll chat again next week.
But I feel so deprived. I go up, I come down, and I'm emptier inside. Tell me, what is this thing that I feel like I'm missing? And why can't I let it go? There's gotta be more to life than chasing that every temporary high to satisfy me. There's more than I tripping out thinking that must be part of life. Well, there's a life, but I'm sure there's gotta be more. Nothing more. I got the time.